is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as Jordan and Keith delivers the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Recording live from a cruise ship right outside of Rio, it's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Yeah.
With your host, Jordan and Keith.
Yes, Keith. I am here. I am back.
Nice to have you back, Keith.
Thank you, sir.
I thought you were
it's
fired.
It's good to be back. No, dude. No, don't say that, dude. No, I wasn't fired.
They said that was your last show, and
no,
get ready.
No.
This was the last time you're... And no. Here you are again.
No.
What a relief.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Yes, so we have weird news is upon us once again. So, where do we start, bro?
I guess we can start with the first thing on the agenda.
Professional joint roller earns up to $7,000 for his creations. No, people, we're not joking. this is real.
A professional what roller?
Joint roller.
What's a joint roller?
He is rolling certain paper. It's a paper that is used for smoking cannabis.
Oh, okay, that kind of joint roller.
Yes,
and he's making $7,000 a day.
Well, yeah, dude. When we got the story and I looked at it, I was like, wow. I mean, when you see what he made an AK-47. Out of a joint.
It was very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is talented.
He tells you what he's putting in it, and he just rolls it, and he made a Pikachu. He made a really good-looking Pikachu.
Are you serious? I didn't even see that yet.
Yeah, no, there's a
Pikachu.
Oh,
I see it now. That
Isn't
is
that
good.
Amazing?
The yellow color and everything. He made Spider-Man, bro.
He made
even
Spider-Man.
Gave him a web. Yeah, so we got to tell you guys. All right, so Tony Greenland is his name. He's 26. He's out of Albany, Oregon.
You can find him on his Instagram.
Yeah.
Tony Greenhand.
I know. Oh,
there
yeah,
you go.
Right? Yeah, so Greenhand may not be his last name. I don't know if that's his real last name or not, but it definitely works for what he's doing. So...
And how great would it be if you were born into that name? If that's
I know, right?
Just out of nowhere, your parents they had you. I'm going to call this kid Tony. He's going to be Green Hand.
Yeah,
they just threw
exactly the AK-47 spliff was made from rolling papers, as we said before, and a half pound of weed. So that's what it took. You know, so if you were wondering how much weed does it take to make an AK-47 joint,
he's made a grenade. He's made a golden Glock. He's right now working on Cheech Marin's head.
I mean, this guy, he's got to get, I mean, $7,000 may not be enough, man. This guy's good. I mean, he should probably, you know, do a gallery exhibit of this stuff, you know.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, because I don't think they would believe him. They're like, oh, no, that didn't happen. No, this happened. This is real.
So one of the things that he was working on was a Tommy Chong figurine, and he made the head of it.
See that
he's gonna make it where it has movable parts.
That's gonna be next level.
It's exciting stuff. Yeah, so I guess I'm gonna start following him on Instagram.
I think I might do the same, dude.
It's really neat.
It's not even my thing, but
me neither. It's so cool to see this happen.
I mean, the Pokemon Pikachu was great. That's really good.
Yeah,
this guy's really creative. So he was probably very good in art school. I mean, I'm just in art in school.
Would you hire him for an event?
You know, I think I would, man.
Like a little cousin's birthday party, or.
Well, yeah, but he can't be doing this there.
No, but maybe he's got a good 5 minutes or something, you know?
I mean...
He just looks like a likable guy.
If I were to hire him for a little cousin's birthday party, I'd have him do some paper mache stuff.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got to keep it G-rated, you know what I mean?
I totally agree with you.
But if it was for a party for just regular, you know, adults, a night, an evening party or something, or after work party or something, hey, go for it. You know, go for what you know, you know? So, yeah, I mean, his biggest order yet was for $7,000. So but now we know why, because of, you know, his specialty. I mean, he's a specialty guy. This is amazing stuff. So, I mean, I wonder what party that was for, though, where, they paid him $7,000 for this. But, yeah, he might be worth more than that looking at these pictures, man. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's neat. It's definitely it's cool stuff, even if it wasn't involving marijuana. Just the papier-mâché abilities this guy has.
Exactly. I mean,
there's a lot of creativity.
Yeah, this is like next level, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
He says, I basically jump out of bed and start rolling joints. So, you know, this is, yeah. This is crazy.
So just a shout out? Is that what you're trying to give him?
No, I mean, I'm just.
Well, shout out to that guy.
Yeah, Tony Greenhand.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
And we are not advocating, you know, for people to do this. We just say, this is weird news. This is what he did. So.
Yeah, okay. All right, now we're going to break into a case study, okay?
Oh, please do. Talk to me.
Yeah,
okay.
So they did a study, and a surprising amount of millennials, you know, millennials, it's what they call the people that are young.
Yeah. Oh, just those people. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
They want dinner more than sex, the study showed.
Yeah. I don't know if I believe that.
I don't know. I actually, being someone who you could say is millennial, I totally see that being a thing.
That disturbs me greatly.
Well, if it's like a really good meal and you like can't afford it otherwise.
Oh, man. I don't get that one. So they did a survey and they asked all the millennials. They're like, hey, Jordan, so how do you feel about having dinner versus sex? I mean, is that what happened? I mean,
well, the studies showed that when I asked if eating can be as pleasurable as sex, 46% of men said yes, and 51% of women said yes. And then they asked, you know, given a choice between sex and an excellent dinner at a restaurant, what would you choose?
What did the men say?
Only 26% of men. Only
exactly,
26%.
Bro. Exactly.
Very reasonable.
Exactly.
Also, the women 42% actually.
Of what?
42% of women. Literally.
That's a shame, man. That's not right, man.
Yeah, so.
Oh, I'm shaking my head in the studio, folks. You can't even see it.
Almost double. It's
that's
so
sad. That saddens me to the core. Oh, goodness. So now we know what's really going on. Oh, my. So, Jordan, so where was this survey taken from?
Actually, funny that you should say that because it's not just one place. What am I talking about, you're wondering? No, it's between 37 different countries, and it was taking place from 11,976 people, men and women over the age of 18.
Okay.
Right? So there was a few things that they kind of left out from the study that they're pointing out. There's the fact that they didn't really count on the time that it happened because, you know, studies say that men are more inclined to have sex during the morning where women at night, so.
Okay.
So I wasn't really sure where that came from. Maybe this was an evening kind of study.
All right.
Or a morning study. Who knows? Yeah. But, yeah, a lot of people said dinner. It's a big thing now. You can't do it? You couldn't see yourself?
No, I'm never going to prefer
dinner over sex.
What if
it's like sushi or something?
Never going to prefer dinner over sex.
Okay, yeah.
Never.
Well, no, who would never. Besides the 26% and 42%? But other than that.
But you said this is for millennials, though?
Yeah, this is for millennials.
Well, because millennials are not just people 18 and over.
No,
so
no,
they have
no,
to be
no.
more specific. They have to go into, like, you know, when they were, what year they were born. If you like talking about people who were born from, like, 1990 on, I suppose, though, I mean, they would be considered millennials. So, yeah, I need to see more data.
Okay,
But, I mean, that's
you're
a pretty
suspicious.
Extensive. Well, yeah, I am. But that's pretty extensive. That's a lot of people, though. So, but they didn't give you, they just told you 18 and over. That's kind of blanket right there.
I think it was like a cutoff age, like 34, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, does it say 18 that?
18 to 34.
Does it say that?
I think it does, yeah.
You can't think, bro. You got to know.
I'm not just speculating.
This is weird news,
it
baby.
Totally
you
says
gotta
it.
Tell me. All right. So, you know, okay. You got, they're counting on us for the real.
Yeah, no. So. No, of course.
All right.
I wouldn't let the people down like
okay,
that.
Okay. So, you said, how many different countries again?
37.
That's amazing.
Do you even know that many countries?
Not really, man.
No, yeah. Absolutely not. Nah. There's five that we
weren't even taught
of.
That in school, bro. We were supposed to be taught that, but that's another conversation.
Yeah, no, that's a different conversation.
Different
no.
podcast.
Right? As every American knows, as an American, you only know five different countries. And some people have different
that.
Countries.
Don't say that. We're supposed to know more than five. We're
that's
not
our limit.
Americans.
Our brains just aren't able to fathom other countries.
We're young Americans, but we're not dumb Americans. So, hey. And we're young Americans.
Young, you know. Dumb, and ugly.
No, young Americans, you know, quote David Bowie there. Much love. Yeah. Well, you know, we got to go to break, but we will be back with much, much more. Especially like with flying seagulls and acid. Just saying.
Okay.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
And we are back. Yes?
Oh, no. I thought I was going to do the we are back thing. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. We are back, though. Glad to have everyone here.
Say it anyway. Uh-huh.
We've got a great story coming up. And
yes.
By a great story, of course, I mean that there are seagulls that are high off their balls and just flying all around, just causing
I don't know
trouble.
If they have balls, but yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
The seagull equivalent. So, there are seagulls that have been eating these flying ants.
Yes.
I'm sure you guys have heard about flying ants, right?
The ones they're kind of creepy, too.
They've got wings, yeah.
Creepy a little bit. Yeah,
did you know that was possible until you saw it? Have you heard about these things before?
What, about flying ants?
Yeah. Did you read about them first or did you see them first?
No, I've seen them first as a kid. Yeah. I've seen them before. They're kind of creepy.
People didn't believe
me. They're a little creepier than bees and wasps because, You know, a wasp is going to be creepy because it's just a wasp. You expect that. But when you see these flying ants, man, something ain't right.
No, ants are already so organized that I feel like they could easily take us over. Well, if more of them could fly, we would be dead right now.
Well, they are a hard-working species. I give them that.
They're the hardest working species in Hollywood.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. We love you, Hollywood. We do.
You don't have to do a disclaimer. It's not like they won't believe us for saying that.
He called us ants in Hollywood. No. although Ant-Man's a great movie, but that's another conversation.
I meant to say the hardest working ants and hardest working species in show business, but.
Well, we can always cut it. And
yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. We'll fix that up. No. But in the meantime, we're going to go right into our flying ant segment. So. There's these ants that can fly. I'm sure you guys we've covered that pretty thoroughly.
Yes.
And the seagulls just kind of munch on them. As quoted as even saying by an expert of, like, M&Ms to us, they're just chowing down on them until the stomach acid from the, you know, ants is mm-hmm. released into the seagull.
Yes.
And it kind of gives the seagull kind of a buzz. And then they start yes. tripping out. And then the next thing you know, these things become a menace to society. It happens that quickly. As soon as
they
drugs
become
are
gangsters?
Introduced.
Is that what you're telling me now?
No, not particularly.
Are
maybe
they driving lowriders now? What
a
are they
gangster
doing?
Of sort. They're
okay.
These
know.
Seagulls are kind of up to something not good. They're they're being
their
manic.
Now, what's going on?
It goes to show as soon as you put drugs into a species, it's all done from there, you know?
Let me tell you, brother. Yeah, you're right.
That's all it takes.
You're right.
And now seagulls have fallen, you know,
yeah.
to the war on drugs as well. I don't know how many species we have left to
but
defend.
But a very holistic, but a very natural way they've fallen. By eating other living beings, they've gotten high, which is interesting. So
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. Dr. Rebecca Nesbitt, I'm sure you're familiar with her, right?
Oh, of course. We go way back.
Yeah. So she said that some of the slightly odd behavior that they're seeing could be a result of these ants. It can leave the gulls kind of slightly drunk.
Yeah. Running into buildings. I mean, flying into buildings, yeah.
Yeah, just flying right into them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But they're also saying, though, that they can be a nuisance. Like, you know, they get you know, degenerate little gangsters, you know, stealing food from people's hands and stuff.
Oh, God.
And like, oh, it's all because of what they ate. It's all the flying ants' fault.
That's the biggest problem with gangsters these days. Too much food theft.
Well, there it is.
Stealing all the food.
Gotta stop it. Let it go. You know, just say no.
Well, there's some people disagree. Like, somebody says that they don't think that it makes the seagulls drunk. It just makes them very happy.
Yeah.
So there's some debate going on.
That's kind
whether
of, yeah.
drunk versus happy.
So I think if you're drunk, you pretty much are happy, though.
Yeah.
Usually.
Is there a difference?
I mean, right?
We shouldn't say that, yeah. I've seen some keen examples of that not playing
well,
out too well.
Yeah, that's why I said, hence the term, usually.
Yeah.
You could always say allegedly.
Allegedly. That's a different show, though.
This one. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So, you know, so seagulls. Who knew they were so interesting?
I've always had a thought that maybe seagulls are more interesting than they let on. I've many a times wondered, is there something going on behind that bird brain? It turns out there is, but it's a life of delinquency.
Excessive.
Yeah.
Imbibing.
Not good, no.
M&M's, flying ants, who knew? And seagulls.
M&M's, flying ants, seagulls. Okay.
Yeah, it's all connected, man. Hashtag, I tell you.
You can't say hashtag to all. It's all connected. It's hashtag. It's,
I know.
You're using the term wrong.
I know.
Okay.
That was the whole point, but yeah.
Okay.
But thank you, though, for, you know, bringing that to my attention. I appreciate that, sir.
You're welcome. Yeah. Somebody's got to keep you in check.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. This guy.
So.
So we already talked about so as an SEW or SO. So
wow, that's good. Is that building up to the next story?
Shetland pony breaks into a pub, starts drinking from beer glasses. You got, folks, we're not kidding. This is this really happened. I mean, this is like movie stuff right here. I mean, this is beautiful. So, I mean, first of all,
is that a British pub?
Yeah,
it was Great Britain, good old Britain,
right?
You know. They so the pony came in from the back, and he just kind of, while they were trying to coax him out with pony food,
mm-hmm.
Horse food, I was going to call it pone food. They were like, carrots and stuff like that, but that didn't work, so they tried to coax him out with, fries and, deep-fried pork rinds.
Right.
Eventually they got the pony out. They said that this isn't the first time the pony snuck in. That's the part that's really confusing me. How is it that the pony's got one over you on you twice? Like, that damn pony came in and tricked us again.
So much for My Little Pony, huh? And the pony's name is Mocha.
Actually, this is a very little pony. I don't know if you've seen the picture. This is
this is awesome, but I love that the pony loves beer, like I do. So
he just came in, started drinking some from the glass, some apple cider, some beer. Loved it.
If that was your bar, what would you do?
What would I do?
If that was your bar and the pony came in, Mocha came in, what would you do? I know what I would do.
It's a small horse. I'd Google the effects of alcohol on horses, depending on what that Google search would turn up. And if everybody in the bar was cool with it, I'd just let him stay. I'd let him drink some cider.
My brother, we're like on the same page.
I mean, if. I mean,
yeah, I, didn't think
I,
about
would,
Googling,
I would check.
But you want to make sure that it's
what
not
if,
gonna harm the pony.
You don't want the pony to die.
That's true. So, we don't want Mocha, our British pony, Yeah, we don't want you to die. So if beer is good for ponies.
Which beer is never good.
Beer is beautiful, man. Beer goes with everything. But anyway.
For your health, though.
Yeah, for your health. Yeah, that's true. That's definitely debatable. It's not good for your health, apparently. So, but
apparently. Did that come as a surprise to you when you found out that alcohol was bad?
Oh, I don't think, you know what they say, Jordan. Too much of anything can be bad. That's all I'm saying. It's all about moderation, bro.
A very seldom used argument for alcoholics.
So Mocha needs to drink responsibly, and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I would, if that was my bar, like I said, like you said, Google to make sure that it's not going to be anything real bad for him, and just give him a nice little seat next to the bar, and maybe have some food for him too. So, it's. Yeah, so Mocha doesn't, get too sloshed.
So I just looked it up. Beer, horses, totally okay.
See?
Yeah, because it's got barley, hops, all the stuff that, horses love.
Now we know why Mocha was coming through.
Horses love beer. That's an interesting fact. I'm so glad. You guys don't even have to further look that up. And, the alcoholic content, not a big deal. Because horses don't get drunk easily,
so
if at all.
So beer is good for horses. It may be better for horses than it is for people.
Not necessarily good for horses.
It's not bad for horses.
It's not bad for
horses.
It may
be better for horses than it is for people, is what you're telling me.
I want to share a beer with a horse. That sounds the ultimate cowboy thing to do. You can't get more country than sharing a beer with a horse.
Yeah, so. And they say that, you know, he's not a big drinker. You know, he rocks around. He walks around a little bit drunk, though, they said.
They say he kind of looks like he has a drunk walk. Yeah.
He's very friendly, though, and he likes meeting new things and people. Herzog edit. Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, I like Mocha. Mocha's cool.
Me, too.
Why does Great Britain get to have all the fun with that one?
I think it's crazy from the stories that we tell in this. Uh-huh. We kind of like paint a picture of like England just being exclusively just pubs. And if it's not pubs, then it's like weird farmland animals that are just.
Never been to
this
England,
story, we were able to put
go.
Those two together.
I want to go to a pub. I do want to, before I die, I would definitely want to go to Great Britain, and I definitely want to get inside a pub. And
before
just
you die,
out.
I feel like you set yourself up a lot of time to succeed in this goal. I really hope that it comes through.
It's like a bucket list, bro. Just saying.
It's like a bucket list.
Yes. So,
bucket lists are great because it's like a to-do list that you don't put a deadline on yourself for.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but now that, you know, we talked about the mighty awesome pony, Mocha, and his exploits in the bar where he's a regular on some Cheers kind of stuff, you know, it's time for a break and we'll be back with more weird news. Ha-ha.
We're going to work on that laugh.
No, we're not. My laugh is fine.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Good morning, good evening, and good night, everybody. How are you doing? This is Jordan and Keith.
Yes, Keith.
So,
uh-huh.
We've done a lot of show. We've done 20 minutes. I feel like you guys should just be happy with that and let us end it.
Oh,
but
stop it.
Because normally we end it with 30, I'll continue.
Okay,
today will be no exception.
Yeah.
So we, in our stories.
Next up on deck, yes.
Yeah. One dog plus one dog equals
two
one
dogs.
Crashed car.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. Okay,
I'm trying to do like my best impression of like a corny morning show. Like
you're doing a great job, Jordan. Fabulous job. You walked into
does
that.
Does Coca-Cola give penguins cancer? Find out later. But for now, two dogs left alone in a car. They end up crashing it in a West Virginia Walmart.
That's right. Don't leave your pets in the parking lot. That's right.
We'll have Keith to give more details on the story. Keith?
Oh, thanks.
How was that?
Sure, not a problem. So,
does that sound good?
It sounds great.
Thanks.
It sounded great.
All right, thank you.
So,
all right.
Basically, a rolling car bumped into a Walmart in Wayne, West Virginia, like this past Friday. This is pretty bad. I mean, man's
what kind
best friend
of car?
Yeah, so. Does it tell me what kind of car?
Well, that's not important. I feel like that's the least important thing in the show.
Actually, it pretty much is. Talk about a joyride.
Let's talk about the joyride. Why was I even wondering about the car?
So the owner of the car, she states that, you know, she left the car, you know, the dog's in the vehicle. You know, she went to go do some shopping. I'm pretty sure she had the windows down so the dogs don't suffocate because everybody knows if you're going to leave your pets in the car, you don't have the windows rolled up because they could, like, die, you know. Yeah. So that wouldn't be cool. So, you know. That part you got okay.
That's true.
But, okay. But here's the thing, though. You don't leave your pups in the car and the car's still running because you want to keep them cool.
No, actually, I feel like that's exactly what you should do. Don't let Keith tell you that it's between that, turn off your car instead.
No.
It's a terrible way to go.
No, you just roll your windows down a little bit so they have air. You don't leave your car running.
Well, how many times do you hear a story of a dog taking a car out of park? Like,
well, today, apparently.
Well, yeah, but it's a one-off answer. It's not like where you should assume. If you have to choose between a very small chance of your dog taking your car out park, that's
the dog,
you have an incredibly intelligent dog.
Out of park and took a joyride, dude. Says the shoppers were all bewildered, like, what's going on? As they see the vehicle was moving slow, but it crashed into the building.
Man, yeah.
Oh, man.
Are you okay, Keith?
Oh, yeah, it's just, everything about this was just wrong. I mean, especially, the dog looks, kind of small and cute, so... Yeah, they could have. She could have just had the dogs in the shopping cart with her. That'd be the case.
That's true. That's true. They were very small, adorable dogs.
Yeah. So
and luckily they didn't get hurt. The building, the dogs, nothing got hurt. They're all okay.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, I guess, a way of saying it's time for us to get out of the car. And what better way to do that than crash a car into a building?
Yeah. I mean, apparently though, in New Zealand, there are some dogs who have taken a driving test. So they sound a little bit more advanced than what happened in West Virginia. So maybe, she needs to take some pointers on that. But, yeah, don't leave your dogs in the car with the air conditioning on and the car is still running where the dog can shift the gear into out of parking to drive or either neutral. It's pretty crazy here. But yeah, like I was saying though, so apparently,
and once again, I gotta say, do if it's an alternative between making your dog wait in a hot car.
Well, no, you just roll the windows down. We already covered that. You roll the windows down a little bit so they have air, or just take them on inside while you shop.
Yeah, but it's Walmart. You can get away with a lot at Walmart. But
But like I said, apparently in New Zealand, their dogs might be a little bit more sophisticated than ours.
Yeah, this was back in 2012. It's kind of a retro. This is, still
taking
relevant.
Taking a dog test. I'm looking at this thing. This is amazing.
So, yeah, in New Zealand, say about 4 years ago, while these dogs were crashing into a building, dogs in the great country of Lord of the Rings town, they were driving and they passed an entire driver's test.
Yeah.
They had a modified vehicle for these dogs to kind of operate everything. And they were rescue dogs. And under live TV, these dogs actually, this is going to blow you away, Keith, even though you already know what I'm about to say, they passed a driving test.
Well, like I said earlier,
humans
don't
even do
that. New Zealand may be a little bit more advanced with their dogs than we are with ours, apparently. So, something to aspire to, folks.
New Zealand
something to aspire to.
Do you think it's a superior country than the U.S.?
Or? I'm just saying their dogs are. They just seem to be a little bit more evolved,
I don't know. Maybe.
So we need to make sure that we can compete with New Zealand dogs. Just saying.
Because what if there's a dog Olympics coming up,
Well, we would be losing at this point if New Zealand enters. So we need to be competitive and have better dogs than them. That's my American spirit talking.
I understand, and I think that it goes another way. New Zealand, if you want to win an Olympics, make one about dogs. That's a good way to help your chances.
Ouch. Well, because there it is.
It seems like they have a shoe-in in one direction, right?
I mean, yeah. So, and for you folks, come on now. If a dog can pass a driving test and humans are not passing the driving test, shame on you. Just shame on you.
Shame on you. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So that's good stuff there. Yeah, I enjoyed that story. So I guess we've kind of had like an animal themed weird news here, kinda. Or slightly.
Animal news.
Yes, I mean, definitely. Then there's, we got time for at least one more story. So what?
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm positive, man. Okay. This man won't stop robbing my cupcake store. The owner says, so what's that about?
So there's this guy, and he keeps coming into this place, Jarrett Stuffed Cupcakes, right, from Totowa. You know Totowa, New Jersey? Yeah, of course you do. So anyways, this guy's come in, and he's already robbed the place 3 times. He keeps robbing them. He won't stop.
So they should just call the police. to apprehend him. It shouldn't get to three times.
He robbed the place the first time, and they were relaxed about it. Like, oh, you know, that's our fault. We were being careless. Let's pull
How
up.
Are you relaxed about
they
being
were,
robbed?
They blamed themselves because they said that they were too comfortable. They were careless
okay.
with it.
All right.
So they put cameras up. The right. guy came back again. This time, you know, he was just looking around, stole their stuff again. So they're on the lookout. There's this one guy. They have footage of him. The next time, there was no money in the register, but he spends about 10 minutes just looking through their stuff, just kind of digging around. There's a clear shot of him. So in order to catch this guy, which is now just
pathetic.
he's just taking a piss at this point. I mean,
so now what? So what happened?
Well, they put his picture on Instagram, the picture of the security footage, and just if anyone's seen him, please report it. It was shared
so
over 800 times. Well, yeah, the police have been seeing it. It's just
okay.
It turns out there's not a lot you can do when it comes to people breaking into your store, I guess. Even if you have the most.
Why don't you wait for them?
This looks like a profile, like a Facebook profile picture. This is such an obvious picture of this person, yet. Still, they don't know yet, so.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's really bad. So they put his picture on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, they put his picture on Instagram. It's been shared over 1,000 times right now, and they are just waiting to catch the guy. Or, you know, 800.
There he is. Wow.
It's an obvious picture, right? It seems.
I mean, I'm surprised no one's tried to wait for him and, you know, get him.
I don't know. I have no idea what's going through their
operation.
Head.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'd say so. But speaking of crazy, so are the endings of our shows, typically. You get it?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's time for us to go. Thanks again for tuning in. We do appreciate all of you who listen. You can catch us on gsmcpodcast.com. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Catch us on SoundCloud and Google Play. And
pretty much everywhere. Just
yeah,
throw a dart and you've hit our show.
Yeah, you've been listening to The Weird News with I'm Keith. And
I'm Jordan.
So thanks again, and we'll see you somewhere out in space.